slight breeze. Good morning. I'm Justin Barney, and here's the latest from WPLN News. Tennessee's House Republicans have withdrawn an amendment to their school voucher expansion bill. It would have worked in immigration verification for students. The House bill now focuses on increasing the number of vouchers from 20,000 to 35,000 next year. That's slightly lower than Republicans' initial ambitions to double the program, which gives families public funds to pay the cost of attending private school. Still, the scaled-back proposal will cost the state an additional $114 million a year. However, a new amendment was added to the bill. It tweaks its priority structure and reworks the way public schools are reimbursed for students who leave to enroll elsewhere. Public schools are paid on a per-student basis, but currently, if they have a dip in enrollment, the state won't reduce the funding from the previous year. The Nashville Banner reports that the new amendment clarifies that districts will only receive continued funds for students that leave for the voucher program. The bill passed the House Finance, Ways and Means Committee 18-10 yesterday. Tennessee lawmakers are advancing legislation to give data centers options to produce their own power. It's had unanimous bipartisan support so far, and the conversation has focused on costs. But WPLN's Carolyn Eggers says lawmakers have yet to acknowledge its potential impact on pollution.
State Senator Brent Taylor sponsored the bill. He says as data centers spread across Tennessee, he wants to ensure cheap electricity.
This is pretty straightforward legislation. It's designed to protect electrical customers from the growth of these large data centers.
But it's not that simple here in Tennessee. Electricity rates have gone up, but those are controlled by the Tennessee Valley Authority, and TVA is a federal utility. What is clear is that this bill allows data centers to produce their own power or buy power from an independent company. One example is Elon Musk's XAI data centers in Memphis. They're running on large, portable methane gas generators. An analysis this year found that one of the XAI facilities will pollute air enough to drive premature deaths, worsen asthma, and cause heart attacks. That type of fossil fuel use would go unregulated under the proposal. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
A two-time Grammy winner and Country Music Hall of Famer recently landed in a Nashville-area hospital with a broken neck. The 87-year-old Ray Stevens, known for songs like the Mississippi Squirrel Revival and Too Drunk to Fish. Stevens endured a fall late March, and he is now recovering at home. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.